this month's topic is...
Mapping the geography of cool.
Mapping geography. I don't think I was expecting that third word, cool, after those first two. What prompted you to map something as seemingly intangible as cool?
My interest in this came out of a research project I've been working on for the past 3 years on the history of Bourbon Street. And one of the things in interpreting Bourbon Street's modern history of the past few decades is a recognition that among the, shall we call them, the cultural cognoscente, that this is a very uncool phenomena. And so I came up with some techniques to try to map this, because that, as a geographer, that's what I do. And the significance of this is that it impacts the composition of neighborhoods.
So, right, while we think of cool as being something intangible, it does come down to a place. There are cool places to live. There are cool places to hang out. What are the factors that go into making a place cool or not cool?
Well, it presents itself, you could almost think of it as a kind of an aloof poise, a sense of confident self-possession, and most importantly, sort of a sense of mystery and unknowability. And above all, and this is where it becomes geographical, a need for coolness to be ahead of the curve, ahead of the mainstream, and apart from mainstream tastes. And once they become too popular, coolness moves on. Bourbon Street, decades ago, used to be cool in the 40s and 50s, and things started to change in the 1960s. Some big corporate hotels were built, mass tourism gravitated to the street, and so coolness moved on to be ahead of all that sort of plebeian crassness. And it moved to other places such as Lower Decatur Street. As Lower Decatur became more discovered, it moved into Frenchman Street in the 80s and 90s.
So when we look at this map of cool, tell me about Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
tell me what it looks like on the map.
So what I did is, using geographic information systems, GIS, computer mapping systems, I distributed hundreds of points throughout downtown New Orleans. And really, it works best downtown, because in downtown, we have the greatest proximity and clarity of cool versus uncool spaces. And this is where it becomes imprecise. Drawing from everything from Offbeat magazine to overheard conversations to, shall we just call it, the zeitgeist, I tagged each of those points on a scale of 0 to 10. I want to emphasize that these are not my personal opinion. They're my estimations of everyone else's opinions. Extrapolated it into a surface, essentially a heat map, and then coded it by colors. Red is very uncool. yellow is uncool. And then we get into these aqua, sky blue colors, which are cool. And then very cool is in very dark blue.
And so when we look at something like Bourbon Street, it's red with a little dot here
yes,
and there of
yes.
something
and,
slightly.
And there's a couple of spots. I can't tell you how many times in just having conversations or doing my research on Bourbon Street that I've heard the following statement. Oh, I absolutely hate Bourbon Street, but I love Galator's. We go there all the time. So I built that into the model here to try to capture that.
And those are specific addresses, specific
right.
places. Maybe it has something to do with time. Things go through a phase of being really cool the older they are. But if they're a certain amount of old, then they're not cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, coolness has a certain way of reassessing itself. Colleague of mine, Joel Dinnerstein at Tulane, studies cool from the humanistics perspective. And, you know, he could attest that Clint Eastwood used to be very uncool in the 1970s. By the 1990s, he was very cool. So, you know, it should not surprise us that we see geographies and spaces transform as well.
One last question. Richard, are you cool?
Not at all. It's often been pointed out that one could be a better and more astute observer of phenomena when one is from the outside looking in. And when it comes to cool, believe me, I'm on the outside looking in.
Richard Campanella is a professor at the Tulane School of Architecture and also the author of, most recently, Bourbon Street, A History. Thanks so much. I got to say, this map is pretty cool.
You're welcome.